our op tempo. I mean, we're just always on the go, and rightfully so. That's our fucking job. Yeah, I don't want to bitch and say, oh no, this needs to be a softer army. You need to take care of us more. It's just, we got guys and girls that just go. They move from duty station. They go to a school to another school. They are constantly working. Sometimes, there's no such thing as overtime. They can make you work 20 hours, 24 hours, whatever the case may be. Go home, get a few hours of sleep, come back, let's do it again. Like, it's a lot of stress on a lot of these soldiers, and leaders. Leaders. How many as a manager in a major department for like a Walmart, how many people do they have to take care of? 50, maybe. I mean, you got sergeant majors, first sergeants out here that take care of 170 to 500, 600 soldiers and all their families. It's not just soldiers; you got to take care of the families as well. And so, it's a lot of stress on these leaders. And then you add deployments and field cycles and rotations and all these other different training events. It's nonstop for some of these people. And then, you have the combat veterans who go and do these things downrange, come back home, and this shit don't end. And so, it's sometimes just easier to take your own life, it feels like, than get help. And so, do I think we can improve the resources and the stigma for the suicide rate? Yeah, of course. But it's not like the military is not trying. I'm not saying the army is not doing anything. The army is. The army has dedicated things and structures and systems and people to help prevent these things. But it also takes good leaders. It's not just the army's fault. It's young, junior leaders, senior leaders that need to understand their soldiers to the fullest when they're triggered, when they're acting different, asking the right questions, ensuring that money is okay, that family's okay. Like, it's more things outside the job. A manager at Walmart don't need to worry about his coworkers and their families. Hey, you show up to work today? Cool. Go to aisle 7 and clean it. That's all he has to do. Me, I got, as a platoon sergeant, I got 42 soldiers I got to worry about and their families. I need to worry about his finances or her finances, what they're buying, any major expenses. I need to worry about if their spouse has a job, do they have someone to take care of their kid? Can they get to work? What happens when this guy goes to the field and it's a single mom that's a soldier? What happens to the kid? Who takes care of the kid? Like, I have to know all of their finances, all of their plans, all of their emotional statuses, get them taken care of. And that's every single one of them. And that's just me as a platoon sergeant with 42 kids under me. You add more and more rank to that, that's more and more people underneath you. So it's just non-stop stress. It's one of those special.